Blog Talk Radio.
I will lift up my hands to you. I will lift up my voice to you and sing a victory song to you, great and mighty. Is who you are. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Alpha. Nobody like you. Omega. Nobody like you. I will lift up my hands to you, Lord. I will lift up my voice to you and sing a victory, oh Lord. Song to you, great and mighty. Is who you are. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Alpha. Nobody like. Nobody like you, Lord. Omega. Nobody like you. Nobody. Nobody like, nobody like you, Omega, nobody like you, cause
come to encourage someone out there today, and I say to you that whatever situation you find yourself, I need you to see God in that situation. No matter how low, I need you to see God in it. No matter how bad, no matter how terrible, I need you to see God in that situation. If only you can see God, if only you can find God, I need you to be focused. I need you to get your praise on. I need you to get your worship on and let it flow from the inside of you to the audience of one, to the King of glory, to the mighty God, the one who deserves all my worship, who deserves all my praise. It is to him I cry out to. Oh God, lift me to the rock that is higher than I. God, I worship you. God, I bless your name. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. unshakable, unmovable, untouchable. O Generode, O Beotaporu, O Vierivie, you are the many-breasted one. Forever you are faithful. As long as you give me breath, I will worship you. Somebody worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Oh God, we worship you. Oh God, we bless your name. God, we honor you, makedero wo sotori anda haya. Jesus, manegedere boriondo sotori anda haya. Somebody receive healing in your mind, in your body. Receive strength, receive grace, power. Matora katata negedere bosha. Receive utterance, clarity, vision. Makatade bo speed. Makontare gedere bori anda haya katadeya. Matori anda haya kokare barosha. God will bless you. God will bless you. Forever you are God. Forever you are God. How great you are. How powerful you are. Masekete de bori anda haya da de de bosha. Here is your worship, oh God. Here is your worship, oh God. Here is your worship, oh God. Malibo Santori and the Haya. Mekanda da 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 bosha. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Satani Arosha Kaparunda. Thank you,
God. All right, y'all. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in right now to the Heart of Worship event talk live. This is the premiere of it with our special guest that's on live with us, along with me, Miss Angel on deck. And we just thank the Lord for his many, many, many blessings. I'm telling you, it's just a great day. We thank God for our sister there in Nigeria, F.A. Nathan. That's a great song that you just heard called Nobody Like You. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. We thank God for all of you listening in all around the world, to all of the USA, everybody here in the USA. We just want to say God bless you. We thank God that tomorrow we'll all be celebrating our Independence Day. And so we know that everybody is getting ready with their families and everything, but we wanted to take time out today to just give you a little taste of what the Heart of Worship will be like on next week in Philadelphia. We thank God for that, which is August the 12th. And I'm telling you, I am so looking forward to getting there. I'm telling you, I'm just ready and excited about what God is going to do. And we thank God. Crazy, we want to give a shout-out. Presents Gave Records. That's what it says here. Featuring our brother Uche, Double Double, and our sister, Kim Burrell. The Heart of Worship, we thank God, and we have many great guests as a seminar and concert. And again, that's next Saturday, July the 12th, 2014. And the concert will be at 7 p.m. I posted up the flyers like I was going crazy on Facebook and Twitter, so I want y'all to look at it, blow it up, look at it, and you will see everyone that is a part of this great Heart of Worship. I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Theo. I call her Theo. I thank God for her. She's awesome, and she was telling me about it, and I said, yes, I will come and be a part of this great night of Heart of Worship. And also, we will be heard live all over the world. I will be live there interviewing, and we will be hearing the concert. I'm telling you, I'm excited. And we have Pastor Eleanor, also Prophet Wilter Harris. If I mess up the names, y'all forgive me. B.J. Shores. We have our brother Randy Ajiming. I think I'm saying that right. Desi, Eddie Neblett. Also Antoine Milton. And we have Moses Swari. I think I'm saying that right. But it's many, many more. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited. So right now we're going to hear, because we're not going to be before y'all long, but we're going to hear from our dear own prophetess, Joyce Hatton. We want to give a shout-out to Bishop Clarence Hatton and also our family, High Praise Cathedral. there in Inkster, Michigan, on tonight, giving you a hello and a shout-out. But a lot of you know Dietrich Haddon, gospel recording artist, I'm telling you, that is known all over the world. And we have his mother. Yes, his mother is the one with us. We thank God for Prophetess Joyce Haddon. And we're going to click her on because she's going to share a word with us and also say a word of prayer before we go to our great artists on tonight and let them talk about the heart of worship and how excited they are. And a couple of them, we're going to be hearing songs by Eddie Neblett. Also, we're going to be hearing a song by Kim Burrell and also Uche. And we're going to be hearing from our sister as well. But before all of this, we want you all to, because right now we're going to click on our dear prophetess Joyce Hatt.
Angel.
Hey,
Angel,
how are
God
you?
God bless you. Oh, yes, super. Well, I'm so excited about being able to be a part of this great move of, I'm telling you, the heart of worshipers. What a pleasure to be able to be with you. And I am excited as you are for next week that's going to drop like milk from the mountains, from the heavens. God's going to do something so supernatural. And Effie, oh, my God, nobody like it. Nobody like you. The Lord, that sound that's coming from that woman of worship is shaking the very grounds that people are standing on. I want you to know that God is up to something on next week. You better get ready. You better start preparing yourself, getting your families ready. Put some things aside if you can. Get off work. Take off time to be able to go to Philadelphia because that's where it's going to be going down. The Holy Ghost is going to do some marvelous things. I'm just hearing the Lord said
yes.
That with the oneness, Angel, that with the oneness,
yes.
What God is doing, if we'll all come together in the oneness of mind, you know, my son, I love Uche so very much. Uche is going to be there. And Kim Burrell, I've loved her a long, long time. I'm telling you, since she's the first time we ever heard her, my whole family went crazy, Dietrich and everybody else. And, of course, those have been very special people in our lives, and we're excited about their being in Philadelphia. I wish I could be there. All I could do. But we're doing some things
yeah.
in Detroit. But if I wasn't, I'd be up in Philadelphia. I'm telling you, the oneness is what's going to happen. If we would just come into one with worship. See, true worshipers coming together, the gathering of worshipers and praisers is going to cause a move of God to take place. Mysteries of
yes.
God's glory will be unveiled. Ah, somebody
yes,
will be healed, delivered, set free, and made whole. I just believe that if we'll worship, I'm telling you, don't wait to get there in Philadelphia to start worshiping. Start praising now. Get your praise on
yes.
now. I'm telling you, you can get it in your mind. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and I'm telling you what he does. You got to get a taste of this thing. There was a woman that had need from the Lord, and Jesus had need go through Samaria to check on her. It was the Lord's plan from the heavens, and he goes through Samaria, and you found it in John. I believe it's the fourth chapter, how this woman gets connection with God just by the well. I'm telling you, something happens when you worship. Water starts flowing from the heavens and from beneath. I'm telling you, we can get a drop from the latter and the former. The former and the latter. Something is going to supernaturally happen when we become one. Jesus goes through and sits by the well, and here comes the woman that has had some issues and gone through some hurting and hard things. She's had five husbands, and the ones that she's dealing with now is not hers. And so he deals with her and let her know now worship is coming. The worship is getting ready to come. And I want you to know it's not going to be like it was before. It won't be happening in the mountains the way it was with the forefathers, the way it used to be. But there was going to be a worship out of your belly would flow rivers of living water, and that there would be a worship that would bring change. I just want to drop this on you. If you're on your way to Philadelphia, next weekend, start worshiping now. I promise you that God is already there planning to fill you up, and water will flow out of your belly, I'm telling you, like never before. The gathering of the worshipers. Oh, my God,
yes.
Angel, you're going to be there, and you're going to get all the goodies. Heaven is going to drop. People are going to be delivered, set free, and made whole. My God, I can't get there, but I'm sending my prayers. I'm sending the anointing. I'm sending my desire to be there. I'm sending my love. I'm sending, and you do the same. And when we do that in oneness, it's going to be great. I tell you, God is saying that there will be an unveiling of glory. And I'm telling you, when that happens, somebody's going to be delivered. Somebody's going to be set free. Wait a minute. I'm seeing the grounds are going to shake. Glory is going to drop. You got to get in a hurry. You got to get there, and you got to get there. You got to get there. You got to start planning. Come by walking. Come by plane. Come by train. Come by bus. Whatever means it takes for you to get there, baby. You got to start towards Philadelphia. Oh, I'm on, and I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is going to do something great. Thanks, Angel.
Yes, I'm excited. I am really, really excited.
Yes, and to that radio stations around the world that are connecting and making sure this is getting out, we salute you in the name of the Lord, and we love you so very much. You know, I can't wait. We're talking Philadelphia, but I can't wait to get to Africa. I've got some children over there in the Lord that's waiting on us, Angel, to come. And we can't wait to get there and connect all over the world, not just Africa, but UK and Australia and Italy and places like that. It is happening. Amsterdam, I'm on my way. We're looking forward to the fellowship in worship and praise. God bless you.
All right, prophetess. Well, we thank God for you calling in on this evening. I'm telling you, it truly was a blessing. Everything that came out. Out of your mouth that you have just spoken, we know it is so.
It is so, and we totally agree. So have a blessed program. I know that God's hand is upon it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, begin to call in. Let them know. Hey, dial it, whatever you got to do, whatever, text it, whatever. Let them know that they're listening, and let them know that you're on your way to Philadelphia to be a part of the gathering of the hearts of worshipers.
Yes.
God bless you. Is my prayer.
All right, prophetess. God bless you.
All right, darling. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye bye for now.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it. I'm telling you, thank God for Prophetess Joyce Hatton, who is the mother of gospel recording artist Dietrich Hatton. I'm telling you, she definitely blessed us on this evening. And so, right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. I'm seeing some callers here, and I'm telling you, I'm just excited. I want to mention again, I meant to say, because I do believe I said it's going to be next week, August the 12th. I think I done pushed this already into August. we just started in July. Somebody needs to say, hold up, Angel, hold on. We ain't done with July yet. So, but we thank God. I meant to say July the 12th, so I don't know why I'm stuck on August. But the Lord... We're going to go to, let's see, let me get my little sheet out, y'all. Okay. We thank God once again, like I said, for our sister Theo, who's listening in right now. We thank God. We thank God for DK being on the line with us. I'm trying to get back to where I was at. Okay. So we thank God for our brother, DK. We finna click him in and giving a shout-out to Sounds Crazy, like I said, once again. But we're going to click him on and hear from him, okay? And then we're going to keep it going with all of our other guests that's on the line as well. Let's hear from DK. All right, let's see what's going on. All right, DK, are you there? Or can you, hear me?
Here. Hello.
Okay, can you? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Just doing great. I'm so excited. We have one week before the clouds open up, and like my sister Patton has said, all the goodies are going to just fall right on out on July 12th. So we are excited.
I know that's right, brother. I'm going to have my umbrella open and my bag open.
Yes, tell me, they have to be there. Yeah, I mean, they have to be there with the bags to catch all the goodies. You got to be there on July 12th, right in Philadelphia.
Right.
You're going to experience historic, and you're going to experience God from every dimension there with these men and women of God. He's going to be ministering and teaching on that evening and that morning. It's just going to be something that's been a long time coming. And I don't know. I just think for Sister Dio and all the ministers and that's going to be on that day for putting such a program together like this together to unite so many different cultures to come together in one place on one day to worship together and one night of worship at the heart of worship with one God. And I think that is just amazing. Sounds crazy. We'll be in the place to make sure everyone hears the word of God.
That's right. That is right. And you know what? I'm telling you, I'm so excited. You know, what would you say to those out there? Because I know it's a lot of people listening right now. What would you say to those that are saying, you know, that they may feel like they're discouraged, you know, that our writers, artists, ministers, that are listening in. I've noticed of late a lot of people are very discouraged about different situations they are in, and we all know that even in worship, you know, the Lord will bring us out, even in our worship.
Yes.
Can you say something to the people that are listening in right now that are really going through right now and they're saying, you know what, I just can't seem to find my way out. I just feel down. It just seems like nothing is going to break. What would you say to them?
Well, what I would say is that, you know, when you worship, you know, you're directly connected to our God. And it's a personal, it's an intimate conversation where you can really, you can tell the Lord exactly what's on your heart and mind, you know, that he already knows, but you get the opportunity to share it with him, and he talks back, you know, to you, you know, just you. He meets you right where you're standing, and for those who may be discouraged, you know, you have to. You have to trust the Lord. You have to trust God. You have to let go and let God. We done tried everything else under the sun. And a lot of us, that's some of the challenges we have. We done did everything ourselves, and we just sometimes just need to hear from our Lord and God. And this night like this is the time to be there. Maybe it will encourage. It definitely will encourage, inspire. It will break yoke that night. It's going to give a lot of answers and healing to people who are just looking for just hope and decisions and directions. If you are in the industry, I don't know a better person than the Pastor Kimberell as having this seminar to be able to give you direction with a career, a successful, blessed career that she is having and had. I don't know a better person with these ministers being there to give you pointers and direction how to reach and those goals that we are trying to do and just for healing and just wanting to be closer to God and to serve in this kind of capacity. So for those people, I would say, you know, please do press forward to try to be there and see if you can link up in the seminar that morning of the 12th from 9 o'clock to about 12:30. Tickets are available, and I believe that they're $20 for the seminar. You're going to be packed with a lot of teaching and great information that will help you, heal you, encourage you, and move you to go on in your ministry, in your life, and on that day. So you just have to be encouraged and to give the Lord a chance. Give him a chance. He says, try him, and he will not fail you or let you down. So I know that we all have the choice of free will, and God allows us to have that. But I'm asking everyone that can hear my voice to just try him, and try him on that day, and I promise you, you will have a breakthrough like you've never had before.
That's right. That's right. I believe it. I really believe it. You know what? I'm seeing sounds crazy, right? Now, what is sounds crazy? Now, what do you do? You're the sounds guy, right?
I am Sounds Crazy CEO, founder of Sounds Crazy. Sounds Crazy is a production company, Christian-based company, but we do it all. You want the thunderous sound? We got that. We'll take you right to heaven. You want the lights? You want the stage? You want video? You want installation in your church? You want to record? You want a studio? You want a live place to rehearse that? Anything. You want to make a commercial? Sounds Crazy. You hear that name, you know, that's a big name to live up to. If you're going to pick a name like that, Sounds Crazy, you're going to have to come through all the way. So, Sounds Crazy.
You know what? Our sister just left word to me that you wasn't an artist because the name of it, it sounded like a group. So I'm thinking Sounds Crazy was a group and that you was an artist. And then she just texted me and said, he's a soundsman. I'm like, oh, oops.
Yeah,
so
well, you know.
But you with the artists, I'm like, you know, you an artist and Sounds Crazy is a group. That's what I thought.
No, you know, Sounds Crazy is a production company. We are promoters, we are sponsors, and we are the partners of Gave Record, Miss Sister Theo, on this project right here. And we're just excited to be working aside with all of our artists. We'll be hosting the rehearsals and all those things for our artists, and we'll be prepared and ready to put those artists on that platform and make it easy for them on that day to minister to the people of God.
Okay. All right. Well, I am glad that we have talked, brother, and I am looking forward to meeting and seeing you on next week. So once again, I just want to thank you for calling in and letting us know, you know, what you feel or what you was looking for for this night to be, and explaining to us what Sounds Crazy is, and now I know that who you are.
All right.
All right, then.
Thanks.
Well, God bless you, brother, and I will see you on next week.
Amen. Thanks for having me.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
All right, y'all. You heard DK of Sounds Crazy. All right. I'm telling you, and I'm looking forward to being there on next week. I'm so excited, y'all. I'm already there now. They just can't see me, but I'm there. You know, they call me Angel, so I'm already flying around. All right, y'all. We got another guest here. I'm telling you, I do believe this is our brother, and we're going to be hearing a couple of songs. We're going to hear something from Kimberell and Uche, and also Eddie Neblett is on the line with us as well. I believe we have our brother, Prophet Harris, on the line. Are you there, brother?
Yes, I'm on the line. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And you?
I am great. It's been a while since we have talked.
Yes, it has. It has. Praise God.
All right. Well, it's glad. It's good to hear from you. Now I know that things have been busy your way, and also things have been busy our way. But I'm so grateful that you are a part of this great heart of worship. I want to know, Prophet. We want to know what are you looking for God to do in this great service on next weekend? What are you looking for to happen?
Amen. First of all, I would like to say thanks to the Almighty God for the opportunity, and also to give you and gave Rutgers a rousing hand of applause for our job so far. Great, and all of the ministers and the artists on the line. Actually, I've been praying for this occasion. I just came back from Africa during one of my tours, and while I was in Africa, we prayed one or two times for this event. And
yeah,
the Lord began to minister to me, and he told me that worship that day is going to be an awesome time. First of all, he told me, he said, son, that particular day is so spiritual and so significant. And I said, what do you mean,
yeah,
God? He said, the number 12th, July 12th, is going to be a powerful time because it presents authority. And he says that day, people that will come that need a new dimension or new direction in their lives, in their music lives, even in the spiritual life, there is going to be a new dimension for them because it's going to be a time of taking over Philadelphia. Heaven is going to kiss, hallelujah, Philadelphia. He says it's going to be a time of refreshing to his people. And then he begins to take me deeper. He says that not everybody can worship him. That's why he has chosen true worshipers that day to be able to bring down the glory. And he says that day heaven is going to kiss Philadelphia. My God. And then afterwards, he began to minister to me. He says that you can pray things, but what happens when the praise is over? He says, if you need, hallelujah, if you need a direct answer, a direct message from him, just worship him. And then I said, Lord, I tell you the truth. Finally, the Lord began to minister to me. He says that worship is a vision, is a mental picture of our life. Therefore, if you lack worship and you lack vision, then your life becomes perishable. Your life becomes perishable.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about what's going to happen that day, and I'm just prayerful and telling all of my fans all around the world and even in my surrounding areas in Philadelphia and Delaware to come forth. If you have to take a butterfly, take it, because you do not want to miss what God is about to do that day.
I know that's right. I know I don't want to miss. I will be there. I'm really excited. I was there last year in New Jersey and also in Philly, but I'm so grateful to be able to be back. And so I'm just really, really excited to be a part of this and to be able to see you all as well, brother. It's really going to be a dynamic time. I'm telling you, I can just feel the fire of God even right now, the excitement and the charge that's going on even now. And so
amen.
I just want to say God bless you, brother, and I just look forward to seeing you and being a part of this great heart of worship.
Amen. Thank you so much again. Keep up the good work. And I believe that this is the beginning that from Philadelphia is going international every year. The heart of worship is not just for Philadelphia alone, but it's an international thing. And God has handpicked certain worshipers to take out this mandate. God bless you, and God keep you, and congratulations again.
All right. God bless you too, brother.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. You heard it. I'm telling you, with so many numbers, I'm trying to find out who is who on here. All right. Now, I'm trying to get to our brother, so while I'm still trying to find out what number he's calling from, we're going to go to our brother because I'm not knowing. I'm looking for Antoine Milton here, but I'm not sure what number yet. I'm waiting to hear back from my sister what the number is starting with. So right now, we're going to try and go to our other brother here that I know is on here, Eddie Neblet. We thank God for Eddie. Eddie, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Greetings. Praise God.
Hey, greetings. How are you?
I'm great. Can't complain. God has been good. Been busy and, you know, just loving it and, you know, love what I do, love what I do for the kingdom. So I'm just enjoying it right now.
Amen. Now tell us, now, what are you looking for God to do? I know being a part of this great heart of worship, how does it feel to be a part of this? And what are you looking for the Lord to do as well in this great heart of worship next weekend?
Well, you know, first of all, I I am very, I'm so happy to be a part of this. I don't see it as a booking. I don't see it as a gig, you know. I see it as an opportunity to be a part of something. And
yeah.
Be a part of a session that is going to be awesome. I know for sure that if we, as even as ministers, you know, of course, continue to get ourselves ready for Saturday, I know that God is going to do something great. God is always willing to work. He's always willing to. He said, "Where the twos and the threes are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst of blessing to do good." So if we continue to live this day up before God and to, you know, to believe that the Holy Spirit is going to be there to touch hearts and lives, then those that are coming, I know that they will be blessed and they will be able to experience worship at a whole different level. And not just, you know, hearing the word. Because, I mean, many times we talk about it and we talk about worship and praise and another level of worship. But it seems just like something that we say, like a nice thing to say. But I really believe in this time and season, God, you know, wants us to take his worship to a whole new level, a whole new dimension where there's no limit. There is no time and place as it relates to worshiping God. God needs some radical people in this time. And I know that people are going to be blessed this Saturday.
Yes, amen, amen. Well, you know what? I'm so looking forward to being blessed as well and looking forward to meeting you, brother, because, you know, I've been playing your songs on the radio, and when I saw you were going to be there, I was like, what? Oh, my God, my brother Eddie going to be there. So I look forward. I know it's been a while since we last talked, and I just thank God for us coming together in such a time like this, in this great heart of worship that I know that I am so ready for. I'm already there, and I'm just grateful. So right now what we're going to do, because the next voice we're going to hear, we're going to be hearing from Antoine Milton, but while I'm still waiting on what number, I'll just text back our sister to find out what his number is starting off with. We're going to go to the song called Give a Little Love. I know of your song, brother, that we're going to play. And so, and then right after that, the next voice we're going to hear is our brother Antoine. But I look forward to meeting you on next week and seeing you, Eddie. I'm just honored. You know, it's just awesome when God can just bring us together. You know what I'm saying? In unity. And something so powerful, you know, as this. And I just cannot stop saying that. I'm so looking forward to this.
Praise God. Thank you for having me here. I look forward to meeting you as well.
All right, then. Well, God bless you, brother.
God bless. All right.
All right. All right, y'all. That was Eddie Neblin. I'm telling you, an awesome brother, and I thank God for him as well. And so now, let's see if we can get our brother. I've been waiting for the number here that I've been looking for before we go to Eddie's song. Okay, let's see. I'm not seeing our brother on with us right now. But hopefully after we play this song by our brother Eddie, Nebley called Give a Little Love, hopefully we will see our brother back on with us, Antoine Milton. All right, y'all, so we'll be back in just a second.
To
right. That's a great song, ain't it? I'm telling you, show a little love. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm really excited. That was our brother Eddie Neblett, I'm telling you, and it's just awesome. Next, we got 401 area code is what I'm looking at. So we need to find out who this 401. I think that may be Randy. I'm not sure. But let's find out.
Randy Ajiman.
All right. I had your name right, Ajiman. Okay. I had it right the first time before. How are you, Randy?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed too as well and great. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited about what's happening and what's going on. And right now, I'm going to ask you the same question that I've been asking everybody else. How does it feel to be a part of this great Heart of Worship weekend? And also, what are you looking for God to do?
First of all, I want to say thanks to God Almighty and then to Theodosia and all other people that are involved in this, you know, historical event that's about to happen. I am very, very privileged to be part of the kingdom work, because there's no greater joy than God employing you to work for him. So I'm very, very appreciative and I'm very thankful that God called me in a time like this and all of us to come and make an impact for the next generation. What I'm expecting event is, I know we're all going to worship, and we all know worship, what we heard about worship, but the whole thing is, what is the reason why we are going to meet at that particular place? Who are we going to meet? Who is the reason all of us are going there? Who is the reason this event is coming? It's about who?
Yeah.
So that's the whole question. I want to throw it out there. And the reason we are all making noise and celebrating and talking about this is there is a God that the Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So if there is somebody out there that doesn't believe that God exists, then the Bible claims that there is in the beginning somebody created the earth, that person that is talking that person doesn't exist, do really exist. So we know, Paul said, for I know whom I have believed. In other words, he believed and then now he knows him. I know, I believed and now I know. So the point I'm trying to make is, we're going to worship God, but what is the purpose of worshiping God? What are we going to get from it? Because when I study the Bible and I get to understand it, God has perfect angels that sing in perfect pitches. In other words, God doesn't need our worship because there is no pitch that we can raise it high for God to need it. He's got the best angels that can sing the best songs for him to listen. So every day he hears worship. So if God doesn't need my worship, then what do I need? Why am I going to do that? Whom does the worship benefit? Does this benefit me or it benefits God? Why should I go there? That's the question we should be asking. What am I going to get if I buy a flight ticket and go there? Or even if I drive there, what am I going to get? You see, it's very inspiring, very, very energetic, enthusiastic. I'm happy about it. But we need to let we need to let people know that there is a God who really exists.
That's right. Amen.
If we cannot prove to the world that we serve a God who do exist, they will never come to him.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you go to Africa and somebody is a juju man, the reason people want to go to that juju man is because the guy can prove that he got some powers to cause some effective change. So how much more the God of all gods?
Mm.
So if people are coming to worship this God, that all of these great artists, ministers are coming together, what are they going to get? What picture can we project to them? What I'm going to tell the people is, if you have HIV/AIDS, if the doctors have given up on you, even if you're crippled, if your situation is of no hope, Paul, as Paul said, I know whom I have believed. That means he believed first, now he saw him. You see, you can read a book about an author, but when you meet the author, it's a different.
Mm-hmm.
I read about Jesus until he manifests himself to me. So I can prove Jesus exists. I know the things he has done through my life. So I want to go tell somebody that the reason we are coming together to worship this King of Kings is because he is able to do the things that doctors cannot do.
Amen. That's right.
All right. When God was creating the earth and everything, he makes the environment before he creates that creator. He will create the sea before he creates the fish. He will create the soil before he creates the seed, for the seed to get the soil to grow. God will create the firmament before he creates the stars. When it gets to human beings, God didn't speak to anything. He took us out of himself. So that means that if the fish needs the water in order for the fish to be sustained and live longer, the same way the seed or the plant needs the soil so that they cannot be attached and die, the same way the stars need the firmament, we need God. This is why we go and worship him. Because when I worship him, it benefits me. It doesn't matter where I have been. Maybe I've been in a broken relationship. My heart is broken. Or there is a sickness, cancer, things that the doctor has given up on me. When I worship him, he made me. He knows the spare parts I am missing in my body. He has extra spare parts to fix me. We have seen people worshiping God, and they don't have kidney. A new one came. People with no eyeballs, and eyeballs came. We serve a supernatural God. So these are the things that are going to happen. It's going to be historical. God is going to come down. So that's one thing I want to tell people, that it's not just going to be just a concert. If it's going to be just a normal concert, I don't want to buy that ticket and come. I'm going to waste my time. If God cannot perform what he says he can perform, then there's no need for us to worship him. But I know he does that. That's why I'm so excited. I'm challenging everybody. Bring those in wheelchairs. If you have somebody in the hospital, go bring the person. I know the one I serve. God is going to touch that person and walk out of that wheelchair free healed. Hallelujah.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to having a great time, and I'm telling you to be around and connected with all of you all there, and it's going to be a wonderful weekend. I do know that. And
it's going to be
it's
going to be awesome. Awesome.
Just not wait to then to get in that worship, but we need to do something, you know, now. Get into the worship even now. And so
that's
I'm
right.
Just so grateful. I'm so grateful for what God is doing. So I just want to say God bless you, brother. We're looking forward to you being there on next weekend, where we all coming together in unity.
Amen.
In the heart of worship.
Amen.
God
bless
you, man.
Amen.
All right. All right. I'm telling you, that brother was on fire, wasn't he? I'm telling you, he was speaking the truth, though. He really was, and we just thank God for that. Right now, we're going to go, before we go to another caller, because I see a couple of more numbers on here, we're going to go to our brother Uche. I had spoke with him earlier, and he had stated he didn't know if he was going to be able to call in, but that he would try. But I already assured him that if he couldn't, regardless, we were going to hear his great song that he has now that is rocking the charts called Bring Hope Back Home. And we're going to be back in just a moment.
Recently, over 200 of my Nigerian sisters were abducted, and until now, they've not been found. With this song, we want to create awareness for these and other issues affecting Africa. Bring back our girls and bring hope back home.
I heard a man say that we don't sleep in our home cause he's hurt. What's happening to his very own? I watch with the world and nation greeted by his fear. Many left to die and more left to cry. These are your people, this is your family. We are Africa, your faith and hope, a voice and sing aloud.
Bring
That great song called Bring Hope Back Home. And I want to say briefly, I got to mention this because of the simple fact of what he was singing about. We're also going to have something the last Saturday of this month. I posted up one of our churches. We thank God for Pastors James and Janet Oyebode of Just for Christ Ministries. They're having a great prayer and a worship night of prayer and worship, praying for the girls. I'm telling you, it's going to be another great impact that's going to be going on, that's going to be heard also around the world. We will be there live broadcasting. And so we want to still keep the families of our there in Nigeria lifted up in prayer, because we do know that the devil is a liar. We do know. I'm telling you, and he just know that his time is up. He already knows, so he's trying his best to do this and do that. But he don't want to. He definitely is getting up. And I'm telling you, it's just something. But we want to keep those families in prayer. It's tragedy going on all over the world. Nigeria, here in America, just all over. As always, something is going on. I'm telling you, we have to keep praying. And prayer is the key. And we definitely cannot stop our worship. And I'm just grateful, one, this evening to be able to be before you. I'm telling you, I'm in the middle of getting things ready for the holiday tomorrow. But at the same token, I'm telling you, I'm eating of some great food right now just listening to our family call in and speak on this great weekend of the Heart of Worship, and also listening to this music is just awesome. And I'm just excited. So right now we're going to click back on before we go to our sister Kimber Rail. We're going to hear her song. She wasn't able to call in, but she has a great song called I Come to You More Than I Give. And I'm telling you, it's an awesome song. And then after that, we're going to pray. We're going to have a word of prayer. And then we're going to end it off, y'all. All right? And then the next time y'all will hear me, we're still going to be promoting this Heart of Worship. We're going to keep sharing this broadcast, because I want you to know once we get off the air, the links that I posted up, the program is not going to be erased. People are listening to shows from last year. You can keep sharing this. I'm going to keep sharing it so people can click on and listen in, and then you will hear me live coming in Philadelphia, leaving here from Detroit on next week. I am looking forward. I'm telling you, I'm excited. So we're going to click our brother back on DK again, who's going to talk, because we were looking for our brother Anthony.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yes, our sister told me to just click you back on that you was going to talk on the behalf of our brother here, because I was looking for him, but I didn't see him online here. Here. Can you
hear me? Yes. Well, my brother Antoine Milton and Glorify, as you know, a ministry always call, and right now he is out in the field doing what he does best and blessing people. And he told me to tell the people that he will be there. He wants to see them, and that for those who know his hit song on the radio right now, I'm on my way to my destiny. And he's going to breathe that into the lives of the people that's there. You know, he wants everyone to be on their way to their destiny. We want people to have their destiny all in front of them. Some people are going to find out what it is that night. So he's excited. Glorified, his group will be there. They're all excited and just to take us into a night of worship.
Yes, I'm excited. It's almost like I can see it happen. You know, you got to be in vision, brother. If you're there, you already seeing something happen.
It's going to be something extraordinary that's there. It's something that we can't, Pastor Uche, Pastor Kim, and everyone else, all the other ministers and singers and teachers that will be there, we can't say it enough. We can't share it enough. This is just something that you're just going to have to experience. You're going to have to trust God, and we're going to have to experience this, so you have to be there. There are going to be some things that us tweeting and doing videos and selfies is just not going to be able to capture everything. And so you want to make sure you ensure yourself to get down there and be a part of this experience, this move of God. It's just going to be so many things that's going on with all these men and women, Minister Randy and all the rest of them are coming there, and Sister Theodore, and just the list goes on. To all our Moses and King Moses, it's just going to be something. You're just going to, it's going to be coming from the left, and then the worship are going to be coming from the right, and then it's, oh boy, you're just going to have to be there.
I know, I'm so excited. I just want to give, our sister Theodore a big shout out, because when she called me, I'm telling you, a few months ago, and was telling me about this and said, don't make no plans. I want you to come. You got to be a part of this. And I'm telling you, I said yes immediately. And I'm just excited, brother. I'm serious. It's like every I'm just hearing you say things about it and hearing everybody else that talked about it, you know, on this evening. I'm so excited about it. I feel like I'm already there looking at it. So I'm just rejoicing. I'm like, Saturday, hurry up and get here next week.
Yeah, you want to, you know, you want to diet yourself real good because that day is going to, everything is going to come out on that day, you know. I wanted to make a correction. I said Theodore, but we know Sister Theo, but I meant to say Minister Eleanor, and you know, that will be there, and it's and all the rest of the ministers that will be there on that day, you know, whether they're speaking, you know, BJ Shores, and I mean, all the names are coming back to me. I'm driving on the road. But yeah, Minister Eleanor and so many other ones there. You're just going to have to be there and watch how God moves. It's going to be history broken there because you're going to have just so many nationalities there in one spot and worshiping together, worshiping together. Just all in one spot. I mean, we know the name of Jesus, and we all worship in a different way, but on that night, we will be together in unity.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, you know what? Talk a little bit about the prices. We want to hear about these good prices that's going on.
The prices, okay? The prices are, you know, we want it to be a blessing to the people of God. We thought not robbery to just, you know, make these prices easy. Your seminar that will be taking place on that morning from 9 to 12:30, July the 12th, are $20 for the seminar tickets where you get to experience, you know, at least Pastor Kimberell, BJ Shores, Pastor Randy and so many other people on that day, Minister Eleanor, preaching and teaching on the Word of God for people who want to be in this ministry. Your ticket prices for the concert that starts at 7 p.m. are $25, $35 at the door. We ask that people would go to Faith Tickets. That's FAITHTIX.com, FaithTix.com, and get your tickets now. They will be $35 at the door. Right now they're $25 if you purchase them. And guess what? If you want to go to the seminar and the seminar and the concert, it would only be a package of $40. So you're going to save and still get all the blessings if you do that. And then we have a limited amount for VIP for people. We'll just have a fun time and get a close up with our ministers and stuff like that. We'll have some special things for people who understand the VIP. They're $75 for the VIP, and they're limited, so we don't want people to wait. You can go online. You can go to the CLC bookstore. You can reach out to myself under soundscrazy.com or my number, which is 215-520-7458. You know, 215-520-7458. Reach out to DK. We will make sure that you can be in the house, and we'll all be in there worshiping together.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward. It's just as, like I said, this thing is getting deep. As you were talking, I'm just like, in the zone, like I'm really watching and looking at it on TV, seriously. It's just awesome. Just awesome. Well,
yeah,
I'm happy. Go ahead.
We want to see them. Yeah, we definitely want to see them in the building. And I didn't know also to mention the great facility, True United Church at 6201 Oyo Grove in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They will be the venue. You can reach things there as well. And we just thank them for hosting this. And we just can't wait to all be together and experience this together.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. You know what? I was told, DK, by my dad last night that I have plenty of family there in Philadelphia. I didn't know. Didn't even know.
Yeah.
Yes. He said, do you know you have cousins there? I'm like, really? Wow. So I'm going to get their number. I'm going to call. And we're going to have a reunion right there at the Heart of Working.
Well, yeah, we know right now Philadelphia is experiencing the Wawa festivals all down here in the Parkway. So everybody, family, whether you family or not, they're all together and they're just celebrating right now and good eatings and everything. So you come on down here with your family. They'll be waiting for you. They're probably already eating now with us. So we'll eat more on that day as well.
I know that's right. I'm so excited. It was so nice once again to connect with you, DK. And like I said, I just want to give a special thanks, you know, to our sister Theo for even thinking of me, be a part of this great, you know, movement that is going on there in Philadelphia. And I'm just grateful to be leaving from here, Detroit, to come there. So right now, I don't know what y'all weather is here, but I know it's kind of cold here in Detroit. I don't know what happened, but we went from central air to a little heat now.
Oh no, we have heat down here. It's pretty nice and hot down here. So we had our share of cold this year in Philadelphia. So now it's time for the heat. And real quick, I also want to give a shout-out to who you just said are the lady behind this, Miss Theo, for just doing that. I just we want to definitely always, I've been praying for her, and we just want so many people to rally around her and the work that she is doing with herself and her company, Gave Records. Gave Records is the one, is the heart of this whole ministry. She is the one, that company is the one who decide, not robbery, to bring us, the people of God, together and to worship. And so we just want all of our people and all cultures to come together and to worship together. And she is the backbone to this ministry, and we just want to, God bless her and thank you for her and her ministry, allowing God to use her in such a time and an event like this.
Hey, man, I know. I'm grateful, and you know, she's really a great sister. I met her last year when I was there, and it was just awesome, and to be able to be a part again this time. I'm telling you, sometimes it just leaves you speechless sometimes how God can really, you know, send you here and send you there, and you know, someone to call and say, hey, I want you to be a part of this, and I was just so grateful. She could have said something to someone else, you know, but I'm just so grateful that I was able to, you know, be a part of this. So once again, I thank you so much, Sister Theo. I love you much, and I just can't wait to see you again on next week. So in saying that, God bless you. DK, I'm going to go ahead and have a word of prayer. I'm going to say a word of prayer. And then after we say the prayer, the next we're going to hear is this great song by Kim Burrell and Ending Us Off. We're going to hear this song. So those that can stay on to hear her song to the entirety, I'm telling you, it's a strong message. And I'm just so grateful to be able to play this song. So right now, like I said, we're going to go into prayer. I just feel led to say a word of prayer right now. A lot of y'all know that's listening in around the world know that I am a woman of prayer that believe in praying despite of what the situations look like and what we go through. I still believe in praying. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for this great night of worship that is coming up on next week. Right now, we are in worship even now. We just thank you for the atmosphere already being set. We thank you for the angels already being there, posted up right now in every corner on top of the building, underneath the building. Lord, we just thank you right now for your arms of protection being around all of us as we travel to and fro. Lord, we thank you right now for how the fire is falling even now. We thank you right now for getting us ready, getting us expecting a new thing that you are doing. We thank you for the birthing right now that you are doing in the lives of your people. Those that are listening in now, Lord, some of their heads are hung down low. Some of them are crying out to you. Some of them are saying even now that they have fallen. They have made mistakes and don't know how to get back up. But God, we thank you right now that even during this time of worship, they will be back on their feet where they used to be. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. And we give you the honor and the glory for what you are doing. Not only people will be saved and set free, but Lord, we thank you for restoration, for restoring us all, God. We thank you that we are moving to higher heights. Oh, God, we will not go backwards, but we will push forward, oh, Lord, even in our situation, even in situations that people are facing, whether it's financial, whatever it is. Lord, we thank you now that as we step our foot in the door, hallelujah, on next Saturday evening, that we all will not be the same. That every issue, that every situation that is troubling your people, Lord, that it will be burnt to ashes in the name of Jesus. That even as we go back to our destinations, even after this great movement that is happening, Lord, that you will continue to do, oh God, that you will continue to move like never before in the homes of your people and the situations, God. We thank you. And Lord, I ask now that you will give strength upon my sister Theo right now from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, I thank you for fresh oil pouring down on her now. I thank you for the overflow of your blessings to her now. And all of those that are a part of this, all of the ministers, all of the pastors, all of your artists, oh God, ministers of music, right now, God, I ask that your fire will fall right now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, that as they are traveling, as they step foot in that door, hallelujah, of this great heart of worship, Lord, that it will be a night that will be talked about, Lord, even 2 years from now, 3 years, that they will talk about this great heart of worship. And we thank you for Philadelphia right now, God, that it will not be the same, that the atmosphere there in all of Philadelphia, those in New Jersey, those in New York, hallelujah, we thank you for a shaking and hallelujah that is coming in these states, hallelujah, that the shaking is coming, that the wickedness, hallelujah, things will fall. Hallelujah, and that your power will raise up like never before, that many souls will be saved, that the economy will change, that jobs will be released like never before, that marriages will be restored in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and that every broken heart, the broken hearts will be mended. Glory to God. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for your movement right now, shifting, that the atmosphere right now is moving right now. Hallelujah. I feel your presence right now, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for it right now. I thank you for the movement that you are doing, that none of us will be the same. And, Lord, we ask for sweet sleep on tonight. Look on Africa. Hallelujah. Look up on the USA right now. Look up on London, the UK, Italy, Hong Kong, oh, God. We thank you right now for Australia and Brazil listening in. Lord, all of the countries, all of the cities and the states that are listening in, even in Windsor. Lord, we thank you right now for the movement there in Switzerland. We thank you right now. Even on this Facebook, God, we thank you for this Facebook. We thank you for what you're doing on Facebook. Oh, God, we thank you right now that even with this Facebook, Lord, we thank you for your power. Hallelujah. Being up on this Facebook, that this will not just be a book of us reuniting and talking and meeting, but it's a Facebook of power. Hallelujah. Your power from the heavens. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There is big ministry falling up on this Facebook and falling up on that Twitter. hallelujah, that when souls log in on this Facebook and this Twitter, Lord, that all they're seeing is you and all they're hearing is you and all they're feeling is you, God, that their lives will not be the same. Lord, we thank you right now, and we give you the praise, and we give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. And, oh, God, we ask that you will bless the families, bless us that are celebrating on tomorrow, this great Independence Day. Lord, we thank you right now for the food. We thank you for the families, all of us reuniting all around the world. And we thank you, Lord, even for Africa celebrating with us. We know that we celebrate with Africa, and they celebrate with us on holidays. We thank you for it right now. And, Lord, I thank you for Jamaica. We thank you for Trinidad, Barbados, oh, God, all in the Caribbean. We thank you right now. Bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm telling you, I felt that prayer. I'm so excited. I got tears running down my face. Woo, I'm just so excited because God is doing something. He is really, really doing something. And I thank him on today to be a part of this great heart of worship. And I'm telling you, when you hear, we're going to keep on posting up. We're going to keep on posting up about the heart of worship on the Facebook and Twitter. I have other media and connections that are also pushing this out for me. I want to thank you all of my Ninja family there, Ninja.com, and everyone there in Africa. Thank you so much for being there for me as well. And I just thank God for all of the artists and the ministers that have called in on this evening on this great program. We're going to keep resharing these links so many that didn't hear right now that they will be able to hear on the days up until the event and then after the event. But I'm looking forward to bringing live, oh, God, we will be hearing from the Lord. I'm telling you, on this great night of the heart of worship. So right now, we're going to end it off with our great sister Kimber Rail, and I come to you more than I give. And after that, I'm telling you, we just do what we do. And I'm telling you, but don't forget to keep Jesus first in everything that you do. God bless you all. You're taking us off once again. It's Kimber Rail.
I come to you more. When the time comes for us to pray, we find other things to say instead of giving thanks for what God has already done. We're asking for more, but with a grateful heart we ought to pray, Lord, let your will be done. And if you never give me another thing, I'll just thank you for forgiving me. Enough to say, Lord, I know that I'm in your perfect will. I want to be in your will, realizing as ungrateful as I've been, forgiving you has removed all sin. And I vow right now to never
you have a brother in, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, which is your job. Unto God it is your job to give him everything, every part of you. So I give him my heart, my mind,